You're listening to the audio production of The Emotionally Healthy Leader, how transforming your inner life will deeply transform your church, team, and the world, by Peter Scazzaro, published by Zondervan and read by the author.
My journey through emotionally unhealthy leadership. I grew up in an Italian-American family in a New Jersey suburb just 1 mile from the skyscrapers of Manhattan. Although we lived within minutes of one of the most diverse cities in the world, our lives were narrowly defined, ethnically, socially, and spiritually. When I was about 10, I remember my dad remarking one day that we were Roman Catholics living in a largely WASP town. I was confused because all our friends were Roman Catholic and most of them were Italian. What else could a person be? My father was fiercely loyal to the church, but my mom was not. She loved gypsies, fortune tellers, tarot card readings, and a variety of other superstitions passed down for generations in her Italian family. When we got sick, for example, the first thing Mom did was call Fat Josie. Fat Josie was a medium who prayed some prayers over us to determine if we had the, quote, eyes, unquote, the invisible sign that someone had placed an evil curse on us. She then detailed the necessary steps to remove the bad luck. My older siblings and I rejected both the church and Italian superstitions in our teens. My parents were devastated when my brother Anthony quit college to join the Unification Church, founded by self-proclaimed Messiah Sun Myung Moon. At 16, I was already a committed agnostic, or I too may have followed in my brother's footsteps. Neither of us could have known it at that time, but these early choices set us both on spiritual journeys that continue to this day. My brother remains actively committed to the Unification Church, and I have undergone not just one, but several.